the rockets are just about ready to get set. The Indians came out, and they got their kicking team in place. Like I said, they got the blue hats. They've got a, looks like a spear or an arrow on the sides of their helmets, and pretty decent-looking blue pants with that are solid. And the field has been repainted since last time, so that's a good thing for us, Coach Dan.
I don't have to strain too much to see what yard line we're on this week.
All right, 54 Dakota Lincoln tees it up, and it comes short. It's bobbled over there, picked up by Marhoff. He brings it up the middle, tries to make a guy miss. He's got one guy miss. He's out, sprints the other guy. He's up to the 40-yard line. That'll make it the 35. Good job by Blake Marhoff. He took it from the opposite side of the field all the way over here to the near side, Coach.
That looked like Jaron Glosser was backing up, trying to make a over-the-shoulder catch on that kickoff and had a hard time handling it. Blake was there to pick it up. Maybe Jaron was a little leery after Blake let a couple of them drop and then in front of him last week at Wilton.
Yeah, last week was a disaster indeed on a couple of kickoffs. All right. Pixley brings him up. He's got running back split behind him. He takes the ball and runs the belly option himself. He gets across the line of scrimmage and up past the 40. Oh, good job by Dylan Pixley on first down.
Yeah, talking to Dylan in study hall this week, he sounded like they were going to run that belly option a little bit more this week. His shoulder must be feeling better and feeling like he can get a little more in the action of carrying the ball.
There was a silver lining in the cloud last week. It appeared to be that the kids didn't have too many injuries. Archer was dinged up a little bit, but he did play in the second half. Pixley under center. Takes the snap, turns, hands it to Cody Brown. He tries the left side. He stumbles and slips, and it looks like he barely got to the line of scrimmage. That new paint might have threw him a wrench in it.
Yeah, a little another eighth of an inch in that grass there might have tripped him up.
And all of a sudden, now it's third down and four. Rockets need to convert here to keep the chains alive. Beautiful evening here at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. So far, the threat of rain is imminent, but not at the present time. All right, Rockets under center. Comes Pixley, takes the snap. They try the left side now. Corey Archer sets it up the field. He gets hit hard, and he's just going to be short of the first down marker. Depends on the spot, but it looks like he's short by about a half a yard.
Yeah, Archer kind of reminded me of a guy that ran tailback behind me back in high school when I just had my guy stood up and wasn't going anywhere. He just kind of ran me over and moved me out of the way. Archer ran over a blocker in front of him and then was able to pick up a few more yards, but he said just about two lengths of a football.
Fourth and very little here. Early in the going in the first quarter, Rockets going for it on fourth down. Pixley under center. Back split behind him. Wapello creeping up to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Pixley tries to take it upfield, and he does. Very good job by Dylan Pixley on fourth down.
Yeah, another belly blast that time as Pixley brought to the near side. Line created enough room for him to turn it up inside and pick up 3 or 4 yards. Probably a pretty gutsy move early in the game right there.
One of the types of deals where you say don't hand it off. You don't want to lose the trip. Just go ahead and take it yourself. Good job by Dylan here. First down now from the Rocket 49-yard line. I hand it off to Glosser. He makes a good move, and up the field he goes. He's all the way to the 40-yard line. Up Wapello, and he's close to the first down.
Trek Van Dorn coming off the near side of the nice run. Get a spotter for us so we can pick out these a little bit better.
Indeed, Drake Van Dorn doing a good job. The sophomore showing a burst of speed as he turned the corner. The second first down for the Rockets, and they are on the move at the Wapello 40. Pixley brings them up. One man behind him, that's neighbor Yeager. The Indians moving around a little bit on the line of scrimmage. They hand it off to Yeager. Right up the gut he goes. He's got 5 yards, at least six. Good job by Ty Yeager.
Good job blocking up front that time. This Wapello brought 5 men up to the line of scrimmage and had kind of a 52 defense going there. Man on man up front, straight ahead running, opened up the hole for Yeager to pick up about 6 yards.
I've been impressed with our line play so far, Coach Dan. We've been moving the men on the other side off the ball. Second and four for the Rockets. Pixley hands off to Hunter Johnson. He hit a wall, but he got first through. He's got the first down and more in inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Another good job that time, Hunter. It was a nice, strong run. Like you said, he ran into a wall to begin with, but the line were able to hold their blocks a little bit longer. Hunter bounced off and was able to create some space. Did a nice job of picking up close to 10 yards, plenty enough for a first down.
Good job. The Rockets with their third first down already on this opening drive here in the first quarter. Holy moly, I just noticed all the little cheerleaders on the field. There's a bunch of them. Bigley off the ball on the left side, and he gained 5 yards. Nice job by Dylan Bigley.
Yeah, this is what you like to see on that opening drive. The line taking care of things up front. The backs are doing a nice job of making decisions, cutting it upfield and running straight ahead. Ball moving, picking up, moving the chains.
Jaeger out, Hunter Johnson in. Second and about 5. Good job by the offense here on the grinding it out on the ground. Bixley, 2 guys behind him. There's the snap. He options it to the left, and he takes it himself, and Waplow was able to stop that play over on the side. Very little gain, if any. And that'll bring up third down.
Yeah, that was a little too slow development that time as Waplow defensive line did a nice job of sealing that off and getting a little bit of penetration to the backfield as Bixley tried to option around the left end and didn't have anywhere to go.
All right, third down from the 20-yard line. Six to go. I'd make it 5. 7:42 on the clock. No score here in the opening quarter. Bixley takes a snap, turns, gives it to Jaeger. He tries to pull his way through as the defense here on Waplow is trying to get a little spark now and has stopped 2 plays in a row. It's going to be 4th and about 3.
Yeah, a little stickier up the middle that time as Jaeger tried to run straight ahead. So the 5-2 defense that time up front really piled things in together tight, and Jaeger didn't have much room.
From the 17, the Rockets will go for it on 4th down, and it's the type of deal where you want to keep the chains moving. Let's see what Coach Keller calls here. Hunter Johnson in the backfield behind Pixley. Maroff split wide right. And there's a delay of the game. Doggone it. First penalty of the ball game.
That's a pretty quick 25, but not what you're looking for. 4th and short, moving back to about 4th and 8.
These referees might be from the Iowa State-Texas game.
Oh,
they've been calling everything in Texas paper.
Right on their way home after last night's game. Maybe they stopped in to help us out somebody out.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so now all the way back to the 22, it'll be 4th and 7. And again, Maroff split to the right side. Avery Jaeger now in the backfield behind Pigsley. Pigsley takes a snap, looks at his right, fires at him just too high for Maroff, and it's incomplete. And the Indians will take over on downs at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good route that time by Maroff, just a quick slant. Pigsley just took 2 steps and fired. Like you said, it was Blake had to go up for it and went right through his hands, but it would have been a good catch.
All right. Let's see what Waplow does. They love to pass the ball. Let's see what they do. They've got, 2 receivers over here on the left side, 2 on the right, and the quarterback in the shotgun formation. Now, man is in motion. There's the snap. They hand it off on the first play, and he falls right as he got to the 20-yard line, and there's that rain from today helping out to slip him up.
I was going to say, maybe the maintenance man having the extra sprinkler on last night, putting a little more mud on the turf, maybe slow down that passing game.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah, well, those things happen. That's why they call it the home field advantage, huh? All right. 2nd and down and about 12 for the Indians here. And let's see what they've got. They've got 3 receivers on the right. There's the snap. They roll to the right, looking. And now he's going to tuck it under and run. He gets hit by number 23. That was Glosser. Good job by Glosser as he just got past the line of scrimmage and up past the original stick by about 1 yard or 2.
Yeah, good job by Glosser closing that time as Rollinger rolled out to his right. There was nobody home on that side. But that 3-man front, they're all in the middle. Glosser was able to chase him down before he was able to get too far.
3rd down and about 9 for the Indians here. Big chance for the Rockets to get defense to get off the field. three receivers left. There's the snap. Now he rolls to his left, looking, and now he's going to fire it, and it's too high, and it's out of bounds. And Stephen Allgood caught it there. He's one of the 2002 football team members that's on the field that they celebrated before the ball game, indicating their playoff appearance. And looks like old times, Rand, catching that ball.
Yeah, it looked like Rollinger had Holden Brockway wide open that time. I'm not sure if we were running an over-under coverage there, but Brett Worst to kind of let him go, and he was open on the sideline, but it was overthrown.
There's a punt, end over end, drives Moff back to the 35. He retreats all the way to the 30. Now he brings it up the field. He's given one block there. He gets another block. Oh, they threw a penalty flag on that one. He's still loose on the 50, and down he goes. So good job by Moff, and I didn't agree with that flag being thrown at all. They called
a holding. Yeah, that was tough to see. I couldn't see exactly where that holding occurred either. But that was a pretty good job of blocking most of the way up until that yellow hanky came out.
All right, Rockets with another penalty. And that'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Moves it back to Rocket territory to about the 35, which is what they had it a little while ago. So no harm, no foul on the first possession by either team. No score here in the first quarter. And I guess it goes to the 34. So I'll tweak.
Yeah, they've moved that back from the spot of the foul. It must have occurred back by the 44-yard line.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens now. 4:52 on the clock here in the first quarter. No score. Rockets with their second possession of the night on homecoming. Pixley takes it. Ducks it under. And tries to get up the field, and he gets past the 35 to about the 37.
Good job of blocking initially that time on the right side. Pigley had the belly blast in, turned it upfield, and looked like Drake McCleary and Riley Howell ran on the stop for Wapello there. Two big kids bringing down Pigley.
64 and 74 have got some size. 250 and 205. That's pretty good deep there for Wapello here as they got that 5. They got a 5-3 actually coming. Rockets handed off to Cody Brown. He's got some room. He's on the loose. He's past the 50 to the 45. Good job by Cody Brown on that run.
Nice job that time as Cody came around the end of the near side up the sideline. Took a pretty good lick right around the 50-yard line, but the Wapello defender didn't wrap him up, and he just kind of bounced off and took off again to pick up another 6 yards after that contact.
Cody showed some speed there when we were at Linville Sully. Remember, Coach is like, where did this guy come from? And he's been in that slot position ever since. Maroff comes over here on the right side. Two backs are behind Pigsley here on this first down from the 45. Pigsley hands off to Archer, and he gets past the line of scrimmage a couple yards. It'll be second down and about 7.
Yeah, not much happened that time. Archer just had to turn it upfield and get what he could. Wapello did a good job of turning that back inside and not allow Corey to get around the edge.
Make it 2nd and 8 from the 42-yard line, indeed, for the Rockets here. Homecoming night, 2013. And not a whole lot of yelling and screaming. The fans are just kind of settling in here and watching this ball game unfold. Neither team has been able to sustain drives. Rockets got it down to the 20, and then they went off court on fourth down. Another nice run right up the gut. Who was that? Hunter Johnson?
Like Hunter
indeed.
Johnson.
Hunter Johnson carried the mail, and he got another first down.
A lot of that run came on his own after he got through the line of scrimmage, carrying 4 or 5 Wapello kids with him. Hunter doing a nice job of putting his head down and just running straight forward.
All right. Good job. The ball all the way just past the 30. Make it the 29-yard line where the Rockets will have 2:40 on the clock here as Pigsley has backs behind him that are split. There's the snap. They give it to Corey Archer here on the right side. He cuts it up the field, gets some yardage. He's still on his feet. And he's at the 15, the 10, the 5. And he gets into the end zone.
That might be one of the best runs we've seen all season. Corey did a nice job of turning that upfield. 3 or 4 Indians had a chance to bring him down. But like I said last time, they didn't wrap up. Corey just kept his legs driving, spinning out of 2 or 3 different tackles, finally drugged two or three innings across the goal line.
Corey Archer adds to his season total of touchdowns on the year. What a nice play by the senior out of Fremont, Iowa. And Louis Winkleman is on for the PAT try. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it is up, and it is a moonshot, and it's no good. No good on the kick, so the score will stay 6-0. Rockets lead here at Homecoming 2013.
Not sure I've seen anything quite like that PAT attempt there this season. That ball went about three times as high as the uprights and never made it to the end line.
I've shot a golf shot like that before. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, CFirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Remember, they're federally insured by the NCUA. And that was nice. The Rockets stalled on their first drive down at about the 20-yard line, and then they were able to take it from the 34 of the Rockets all the way into the end zone. Corey Archer capping it off with a 29-yard run and threw a lot of heavy traffic, and the Rockets lead 6-0. Kind of amazing how identical those first two possessions were.
Yeah, the first drive looked like it was going to be pretty good. Had a chance on 4th and 3. Little mistake there, moved us back to 4th and 9, 4th and 8, and we just weren't able to convert.
All right, Rockets going to kick it off. The Indians send back a couple of guys for this kick. They're all the way back to the 10-yard line. I don't know if Winkleman can get it that far. Let's see what happens here. 2:22 on the clock in the first quarter. Rockets lead 6-0 here at Ike Ryan Field. 2013 homecoming is just about to be wrapped up. Of course, the Boogie Woogie Dance is afterwards. The ball game there in the Commons, and hopefully the kids aren't thinking about that just quite yet. Louis with the left-handed kick, a left-footed kick. It comes down short to about the 27-yard line, and the poor kid takes a dive right at the 30, and I don't think he wanted anything to do with being hit.
Looked like Corbin Mears was the one that ended up picking that up. He was about the second line back. He's probably not used to catching that ball on the kickoff. One of those other guys to come up and get it.
Well, he may have had instructions. Let's see what happens here as Rollinger brings him up. And we know he can throw the ball. They did go 3 and out last time. And we'll see how that plays out here on their second drive as they sit at the 31-yard line of their own. Got a man in motion. Comes in front of them. They hand it off to the big fullback. And he gets slammed down hard. Good job by the Rockets there as they were able to stop that play.
Yeah, that's Jacob Hunt from Wampanoag. That's their big horse. He's averaging about 3.5 yards a carry on 59 attempts so far this season. But good job up front, the three-man front, plugging up those holes.
I saw Casey Dunwoody flying through the air to make that tackle. All right, shotgun. There's the pass. It's caught and hit hard, and he's stopped short of the first down by about 4 yards, but there's that quick pass game plan that they got going on.
Yeah, just a quick little pass out here in the flat, or the flat to Logan Grimm that time. Nice job on the coverage over here by been Brett Wursta and maybe Blake Maroff up here to stop. Although Blake's on the other side now, so I'm not sure if he's playing on a particular man.
3rd and 4. From the 37, there's the snap. Rollinger rolls to his right. Now he fires it on the run, and it's caught, and for a first down, past the 50 into Rockets territory for the first time tonight for the Indians.
Yeah, that looks like some of the stuff that Coach Keller worried about. Rollinger did a nice job of rolling to his right that time, and a perfect strike on the run. Didn't look like he even stopped to set his feet. Just kind of went up off of one leg and let that fly right on the numbers.
All right. Indians with the ball in Rocket territory at the 47-yard line, 1st and 10. He sends two guys to his right, two left. Now man in motion. There's the snap. He fires it on the left side, and it was a little bit behind him, and Brett Wurst on the coverage, but the incomplete pass.
Yeah, just like you said, a quick slant that time, a little bit behind. Looked like he was trying to get it to Grimm again. Maybe that was holding Brockway this time. A little bit behind Brockway. He got a hand on it, but wasn't able to make a quick enough adjustment.
Indeed, it was Brockway number 14 as Grimm was in motion. All right, Rollinger, snap. He takes a look. Now he tucks it under. Now he fires it, and it is incomplete. Oh, he had two guys to hit, and it fell incomplete right underneath his hand. The ball slipped, so maybe we got a little bit of moisture coming up underneath on that ball and making a little slip to catch yet.
Yeah, it looked like I thought maybe he was throwing it to that underneath guy that it was overthrown. He got a hand on it, which made it fall short of that guy behind, so it's hard to tell exactly which one he was throwing to, but it was close to his cleavage.
Third and 10 for the Indians. Rollinger went all the way over to the sideline, got the play, and now he's got it. There's this quick snap. He rolls to his left, and he's pumping. Now he's firing it deep downfield. He's got a man open, and he's going to take it into the end zone. Oh, nice play by Maroff to save it. Maroff gets him out at about the one-yard line. Nice pass by Rollinger, and he was able to hit him in stride, and that receiver took it down to the one.
Yeah, a little bit of a pressure brought from the backside that time by the Rockets. Jorge, I lost his name there. Osornio was streaking down the sideline with nobody around. Said Rollinger made a nice pass again on the run, this time running to his left.
And now the Indians are able to put it in the end zone from 1 yard out. Rollinger was able to take it the distance there at the first quarter. At the 44-second mark, the Indians are on the board with a one-yard run. They tie it up at six, and we'll see what happens on the extra point try. These extra point tries are going to be very, very critical, I think, at tonight's ballgame, Coach.
Sornio has been Wapato's leading receiver this year. He was 28 receptions on 407 yards, averaging 14.5 per catch, and that was another one that's going to add to his stats. That was a pretty big game.
Yes, indeed it was. Here comes the Indians, and they are going to go for two. Okay, they got three receivers to the right. Rollinger takes the snap. He fires it over on the right side, and he is in for the score. Two-point conversion is good, and the Indians go up 8-6 here in the first quarter. And just like that, the Indians have struck, and they struck quick on that long pass play. Of course, Sinio, he was kind of lost in the shuffle, and then he just broke the route off, buzzed straight up the line to get that pass from Rollinger. Whoever was on defense kind of turned his head on him.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, having to control that line of scrimmage and get some pressure on the quarterback with this 3-4 front. Not sure, it looked like maybe they brought an extra man on that backside blitz. I don't know if that was what caused a little mix-up in coverage over here on this near side. Osornio is wide open.
Nevertheless, Rockus will get that kickoff. Loyal Leffler Dirtworks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirtworks is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And the mini Rocket cheerleading squad is out in full force. They are from the 35-yard line to the other 35-yard line, and they are about five deep, and they're out there cheering with the big girls. Good job by them. All right, here comes the kick by the Indians. The approach, right-footed soccer-style kicker. That's a low-line driver, and the Rockets are able to pick it up. Van Dorn, pick it up. Run hard, buddy. He's got some room. He breaks it over to the left side. He's up to the 45, the 50. Nice job by Craig Van Dorn as he gives the Rockets excellent field position on the kickoff.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. There looked like a little confusion on who's going to catch that ball, and almost got past all three of them. And once Van Dorn picked it up, he kind of put it into first gear and kind of just jogged for a little bit. But after about 5 yards, that white sea of Wapato jerseys kind of parted, and Van Dorn turned on the jets and was able to pick up some good yardage.
8-6. The Indians are in the lead, but the Rockets in excellent field position at the 46-yard line of Wapato here on their third possession of the ballgame. There's the snap. They give it inside, and right up the gut they go, and the Wapello defense was ready for that play.
Yeah, they fake kind of took Cody Brown in motion to the opposite side. Looked like they were kind of faking it to him and didn't see who they handed it to, if that was Hunter Johnson running straight ahead, but whoever it was didn't have much room to work.
All right. Rockets with second down and about nine. As we get closer to the end of the first quarter, 18 seconds left. Pigsley under center. Jaeger in the backfield, but they give it to Van Dorn. He cuts it over on the right side. He pushes to the right. He might go all the way. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and it's a touchdown, Rockets!
Nice blocking up front that time to spring Craig loose as he came off to the right side. Once he got into that open field, they turned it on again and was able to have outrun about four or five white jerseys. Made one cut back to the inside to make one guy miss and was able to drag one of them into the end zone. It looked like it was going to be pretty close from here to whether or not he was going to make it to the end zone.
And we've got a guy hurt in the Rocket backfield. Coach Keller's going out there. Cody Brown's hovering over him. I don't know if that's his big brother, Dalton, who's out there or not. Dr. Bob is out there as well. I'd never even seen it. I thought I saw a purple glove, and that means one of two things. Larkin or Aaron Gordon. You got a number on that, Coach, by chance?
No, I can't tell, but whoever it is, we can't afford to be losing any kids off of our roster right now.
Electrifying run by Craig Van Dorn. That was a thing of beauty. And I'm not sure if I'm seeing Dylan Pixley on the ground or not.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's some pink shoes or gloves happening out there.
We cannot see enough to speculate. All right. First Iowa State Bank is one of our sponsors tonight. Your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Now, well, I can process elimination. It's not Dalton Brown.
Well, there's Brett Wurst over here taking some snaps. Like, he might be having to go in at the quarterback position.
Yep, it is indeed. Dylan Pixley, and Wurst is going to have to get, no, it's Larkin.
It's helping Larkin. Pixley's out there just helping Larkin off
okay,
the field.
Andrew Larkin, the center, and they were, Wurst was warming up the backup
center. Okay,
we'll get this figured out one way or another. And Andrew Larkin, the senior out of Chillicothe, on this homecoming night, is coming off on his own power, but he looks like he's favoring that right leg. And Dr. Bob is going to be taking a peek at that for sure. Rockets have got an important two-point conversion coming up here, Coach. They want to stay ahead of the game. Indians lead 8-6 here in the first quarter. There's only 3 seconds left in the quarter, and they'll change ends. But a very important two-point try coming up here. Dr. Bob is checking things out. Teresa Larkin down there to see what's going on, and your parent never wants to do that and see that type of activity. All right. Rockets going back out for this two-point try, it looks like. Indeed, I don't see Louis Winkleman in kick formation, so they got to go try for two to get that point back that they missed on the opening touchdown. Pixley under center. Backs behind him, enter split. And straight off and up into the end zone, it's denied. So the PAT is no good, and the score will stay Rockets 12, the Indians 8. And it's going to be one of those types of games, Coach, where whoever got the ball last might be the winner.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a better job on defense on trying to stop that pass of Vollinger, getting some good pressure in there and doing a better job of not losing their coverage downfield.
You look at the offense tonight for the Rockets. They have been piling up the yardage on the ground like we've not seen this year so far. A 29-yard run by Archer, a 44-yard run by Van Dorn, and those scores have been just a thing of beauty. Running over tacklers and running through arm tackles, they've done a fantastic job. It's going to have to come down to the defense to get a stop and keep the Wapello offense off the field. as more and more people gather around Andrew Larkin. And yes, the injury train sure has been running hard through Eddyville this particular football season.
Yeah, with the low number of kids on the sideline in the first place, you definitely hate to see the kids get injured. You hate to see a kid get injured anyway, but right now with the low numbers we have, it's definitely not a good thing for our roster.
All right, Louis Winkelman to tee it up. He's got the left-footed soccer-style action just about ready to commence. And the Indians bring up their deep guys up a little bit. Louis approaches and kicks, and it's a nice end-over-end that drives him back to about the 10-yard line. Up the field he comes, and he is wrapped up, and finally he's brought down, and he makes it all the way past the 30 to about the 34-yard line where the Indians will have it, first and 10, as the quarter comes to an end. We'll put it at the 33. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what a KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. And they got the T-shirt gun in action, and that puppy's got some power, doesn't it?
That it does. When Claire was running it last night as they were driving down the parade, but a couple of the shots I saw of hers didn't get too far, but I think he's got the pressure pumped up tonight.
Of course, Claire Yeager, the daughter of Jim Yeager, and of course, Ty Yeager, senior running back and linebacker for the Rockets, is out there as well. So Yeagers have been in this area for a long time, and the cheerleaders are in full force. The mini Rocket kids are out there, and I'll tell you what, they are having a blast. Having a good time tonight at the old ballpark. As we begin the second quarter, Rockets lead 12-8 here at homecoming at Ikerine Field. Rocket defense needs to come up with a turnover here. Rollinger brings his guys up. He's got three guys in the set to the left, one guy to the right. That man's in motion now. There's the snap. They hand it up to 44. Yeager misses him. He cuts it up the field, and he barely gets up about to the 35-yard line, so a gain of a couple.
That was a Sornio again. This time they brought him in motion from that split end out here on the near side. As he was going in motion, they snapped it and handed it to him to go around the far side, but not much happening.
Good deal. Second and about 8, coming up from the 35 and deep for Wapello. They got to keep you honest, though. They got to throw that run game in. They can't pass all the time. But good job by the Indians. All right, they send three guys to the right side. Now Sorino's in motion. There's the snap. They fake it to him, and there's some pressure from the right side. Rollinger had to give it up. Hunter Johnson was breathing in his ear, and he had to get rid of it.
Yeah, it looked like Rollinger had Jacob Hunt over here on the near side, kind of out in the flat. But like you said, that pressure from behind made him get rid of it a little quicker than he wanted to and wasn't even really very close.
Good job by Hunter Johnson. Came off his left end here, his left end position, to put that pressure on him immediately. Had enough speed there to make it interesting. Okay, Wapello taking it. Now there's going to be a screen pass over on the left side. They catch it. He's got some running room over there. He's on the loose, and up the sideline he goes. Can Mara bring him down? No, he slips past him. And the other defenders are able to catch up at about the 15 or the 10-yard line. And Wapello had a nice play set up over there.
It's like Devin Jensen was the one that finally was able to track him down and bring him to the ground. But like you said, they just Wapello let our guys keep coming and coming. So finally, Rollinger dumped it off over there to the far side. Couldn't tell if that was Hunt over there that got that.
It was 44. And yeah. That is Hunt indeed.
He's had a lot of room to work down that sideline.
He's a big boy, too, and the Indians are cooking real quick. And they're at the 10, first and goal. There's the snap. They run it. Now Rollinger with it, and he gets hammered in the secondary. And down he goes finally. I'll tell you what, the Indians kind of an odd situation. Their defense is kind of porous, but their offense is highly potent.
Yeah, like you said, it could be one of those nights, the last man with the ball might be the last one standing.
Second and six coming up for the Indians from the six-yard line. And here they go with their set. They got a man in motion to the right side. He rolls to his right, and now he tucks it under. Nice job by the defender to bring him down. Who was that? Corey Archer. Nice tackle by him and a sure one at that.
Yeah, great job by Archer. It looked like Rollinger was going to have enough room to cut up inside, but Archer slipped off the tackle and was able to grab him around the ankles and bring him down.
A big third down. You know it's two down territory, but this play will dictate what the next play is going to be run. Okay, Rollinger all by himself in the backfield. Two receivers right, three on the left. There's a snap. Fires it quickly to the inside there, and he's in for the score. A quick pass of 7 yards, and the Indians are back on the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Looks like we had some defenders that were pretty deep back off the line of scrimmage. When you're playing against a passing team that's only 7 yards from the end zone, you can't give up that goal line on a quick pass like that.
Yeah, it was just a quick slant, and voila, there he was. He was in. And that makes the score 14-12, Indians, as they try the two-point conversion here. Rollinger sends a guy out to the left, guy out to the right side. Now two guys over on the right side, one back behind him, and they roll it to the left. They throw way out there, and it is caught. Two-point conversion is good to make the score 16-12, Indians.
Hopefully those two-point conversions don't come back to haunt us at the end of the game. We're going to have to get things turned around here, get our defense playing a little bit better against that pass to stop Wapello's offense, and to keep our offense moving down the field to get some more points on the board.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With round-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite all of you to explore the benefits of assisted living. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. How's the Thunderbolt app tonight, Coach Sands?
Well, let's see if I can pull it up here. I haven't done any of that yet.
All right, kick coming down to Maroff. He kind of takes his time, and now he's dancing and prancing and tries to make a move, and he gets stopped at the 35-yard line. And type of deal where you wish you'd just run right up the gut and see what would happen there instead of seeing as it unfolds in front of him.
Yeah, sometimes against a defense like this, it's best to just hit the hole as soon as you see it and go full speed and hopefully break through just past that first wave.
All right, big possession for the Rockets. They are down 16-12 here at homecoming as the Indians have been able to hit both of their two-point tries after touchdowns to make it scores of 8-8. They hand it off to Trey Van Dorn on the right side. He gets past the line of scrimmage and all the way almost to the 50-yard line. Nice run by Trey Van Dorn.
Yeah, another nice job of blocking up front that time, opening up that hole for Van Dorn. Another good decision, making a good strong cut, making a good hard run up the middle and not getting any contact though, almost to the first down marker.
All right. There's a whistle, and we're going to have what? Timeout is called by Wapello, I believe. So their first timeout of the night, and kind of interesting that they would call that. That was the Rockets' sixth rushing first down, Coach, of the night, and it's just been amazing to watch how the Rockets have been chewing up that yardage.
Yeah, we've been doing a nice job of running the ball tonight, blocking up front. Backs are doing a good job of running the ball. Bigley's been doing a pretty good job when he's running the ball. Hopefully we can just keep control up front of that line of scrimmage.
I see Andrew Larkin hasn't moved from his bench position there. and he's got his right leg propped up, so I think he would be done for the evening. I have not been able to catch the backup center. At one point in time, it was T.J. Sinop, the freshman, and we'll see what happens here as we go out there. I see 70, that's Luke Wells. 71 is Jace Riley, and 52 is Dalton Brown. It is, in fact, Jace Riley is the one taking the snaps, giving the snaps to Pigsley. All right, Rockets coming out of the timeout. They got two backs behind Pigsley in the split set in the backfield. From the 48-yard line, there's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn. He tries his left side. He got hit in the backfield, and he was able to move the ball up past the 50, and then a flag came in late. I can only hope that it's face masking.
That's what half the crowd was yelling, so hoping that's what it's going to be. Looked like Van Dorn kind of slipped in the backfield. Looked like he was going to be dropped for loss, but was able to get through there and make something positive happen.
Those wrestling-type legs keep churning and churning and churning. It is indeed. There's 5 yards, and they only give him 5 yards, Doc, on that. So that's Wapello's first penalty of the night. It's a 5-yard variety, and he was kind of hoping for a little bit more. So it must have been incidental. Just touched his mask as he came across and didn't yank on it.
Well, the good thing about that is it remains first down.
Yep, and it's first and about 3. Rockets inside Wapello territory at about the 44-yard line. Backs are split behind Pigsley. He hands it off to Johnson, and Johnson delivers the blow. He lowered his shoulder and hit that last defender, and he made him pay as he got all the way to the 34-yard line.
Looks like number 26 for Wapello, Anthony Rocha. Rocha, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, but he was the one that was able to bring Johnson down, but paid the price for doing so. Johnson just put him on the ground.
Hunter says, you're going to see me in your dreams. He lowered the boom on him. Pigsley turns, hands it to Corey Archer, trying the right side. He gets past the line of scrimmage. Up the field he goes, and he's close to first down. And got it. In fact, he does. He is up to the 30-yard line, and the Rockets are chewing on that yardage like none other tonight.
More great blocking up front. At that time, looked like Aaron Gordon and Dalton Brown both pulled around the right side. They have a little convoy there for Archer. Brown did a good job of kicking the defensive end out, and Gordon just turned downfield, and Archer kind of rode his hip all the way into the secondary.
Excellent running indeed. All right, Pigsley brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Backs are split behind him. In the second quarter we are. Rockets down 16-12. They hand it up to Corey Archer. He tries the left side. He turns it up the field. He's in the secondary and into the 5-yard line and pass. Good job by Corey Archer as he inside the 5-yard line.
Rockets done a good job of getting that edge in the running this last two plays. Archer was able to turn it up inside after he got around the corner, make some guys miss up front, get wave into the secondary before he's brought down again.
Down to the 2-yard line. It is just amazing. I'd like to see how much yardage the Rockets have here in the first half on the ground. It has been incredible. Good job by the Rocket offensive line. All right, Pigsley got Jensen over on the far right side. Behind him is neighbor Yeager. There's the snap. They give it to Yeager on the right side, and he is met, and he takes it in. Touchdown, a 2-yard run by Ty Yeager. At the 7:20 mark in the second quarter, Ty Yeager takes it from 2 yards out for the score.
Yeah, just a pretty simple off-tackle run that time by Yeager. Man-on-man up front, just enough to get him into the end zone.
All right. Let's see if we can be successful on two-point conversion. Rockets are ahead by 2, 18-6. And they're trying to stretch it to 20. Pigsley under center. There's a snap. He rolls it to his left. He's in trouble. He gets one guy to miss, and another guy, he takes it in. Dylan Pigsley with the two-point conversion.
Boy, that looked like he just made things happen by himself. I couldn't see because of this lovely wall between me and that end zone, but from where I could first see, he looked like he was going to be bottled up in the backfield, but must have made some things happen and run over some guys to get into the end zone.
Dylan Pigsley indeed doing it on his own. He took that ball, did a belly option run to the left, made one man miss, was able to get onto the end zone, not by much, but it didn't take much. And the Rockets lead 20-16 here at the 7:20 mark, and they strike up the techno band. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seekfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, and they're federally insured by the NCUA. And don't forget, 106.9 is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Turn in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the black and gold take on the green and white, the Spartans from Michigan State University, East Lansing. The broadcast time starts 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks in Southern Iowa and Ottumwa, 106.9. And that ball game is an early kick, if I'm not mistaken, 11 a.m. You got to get up with the birds on that one. Louis Winkleman now to tee it up. He kicks it deep. A nice ball that's inside the 10. And now he comes up the sideline, and he gets corralled, and he's out of bounds. Good job. Good kick coverage. I'd say he's up to about the 25.
Yeah, it's a good spot on the field. Hopefully our defense can do a good job of bottling up that passing game and getting Wampler off the field and getting the ball back.
They have alternated scores throughout. Eddyville score first, then Wampler. Then Eddyville Blake for Fremont, then Wampler. Then Eddyville Blake for Fremont just scored to make the game 20-16. Lots of fireworks here on this homecoming of 2012 as the Indians have the ball now at the 22-yard line, and they run it over the center right there, and he gets some decent yardage, finally stopped by the secondary of the Rockets on that run up the gut.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be about 5 yards on that first down play. That's not what we're looking for. Buffalo hasn't seemed to hurt us in the run game so far, but that time they did a nice job up front, pick up about 5 yards.
I think it was Jacob Hunt, the big fullback. All right, Rollinger sends him out. Here's a guy in motion now for the Indians. They snap and he rolls to his right. He fires it here in the flat. Nice tackle by Cody Brown. And he's going to be close to that first down yardage, but I think a little bit short. Third down, yes. He only gained about 2 yards, so good job by Cody on that tackle. Third down and about 4. Coming up, a big down here for the defense. See if they can get off the field. Rollinger walks over closer to the sideline. They're giving him the signals. And now he talks to his line. He's got a receiver split to the right. Two guys over to the left side. There's the snap. He rolls to the left, looking. He's not under pressure at all. Now he fires it, and it is incomplete over on the sideline. He had a man, but it was broken up by Brett Wursta. Good job by the Rockets. Now bring up fourth down.
Kind of slow development as Rollinger rolled off to his left side. Kind of wondered when I saw Hunt go off the field before that play that they weren't going to be throwing the ball, and he did indeed roll to that far side. Had just kind of a little drag out there to the sideline, but wasn't much happening out there.
Okay, first punt of the evening for either squad, and the Wapello punter is coming on late. It was like I don't need to be doing this, but yes, indeed, there's the snap, the step, and the kick, and he gets a bad kick. It's a terrible kick, and it falls out of bounds over here by the little cheerleader girls, and it's going to be a punt of about, I don't know, less than 15 yards, and the Rockets are going to have very good field position here.
It looks like about the 39-yard line, and I think they're at the 29, so I'm not even sure that was 10 yards.
Three and out go the Indians, and let's give them credit on a 10-yard punt. We'll write that down, and the Rockets have it in Wampanoag territory at the 39-yard line. Excuse me, Rocket territory at the 39-yard line. Excellent field position. The linemen are kind of bouncing around a little bit, not sure where to go. They're set now.
Confused with the black and gold country, but
the Andorra ball carrier over on the right side, and he gets very little, if any, on the run, so that'll bring about second and 10.
On the field tonight, we'll have to call that Wapello territory. Especially when we're in Wapello County. Yeah,
exactly. Very good. You're listening to Jeff's Hands and Pat Powers on KIIC.3, and we're having a good time here at Homecoming 2013. Rockets lead 20-16 at the 5:23 mark here in the first half. All right, second, and they gave him 1 yard, so let's make it second and 9. Pigsley under center, Maroff split left. They hand it right up the gut to neighbor Yeager, and he gets met by a host of Indians, and the defense is tightening up a little bit for the Indians.
Yeah, you talked earlier about how Wapello had to keep us honest, defending their passing game with using their run game. Looks like we need to do a little bit of the same, keeping them honest by throwing the ball a little bit to open up that run just a little bit more.
All right, big third down and 7 from the 35-yard line. You can't squander a short punt. That was a gift that the Indians gave us. We need to convert here. Keep the chains moving. In motion is Archer. He gets the ball on the left side. He tries to get past the first guy he does, and up the field he goes. Excellent job by Corey Archer. He's at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, another good job up front, feeling that edge as Archer was able to get around the corner, had to outrun one guy to get there. It looked like Blake Maroff kind of fell off this block downfield, or Archer might have been off to the races down the sideline.
That is the Rockets' 10th first down rushing in the first half, Coach. It's just amazing how much yardage they have been able to chew up here at the Ike Ryan Field on homecoming. Maroff split right. I think it's neighbor Yeager behind Pigsley. In motion is Van Dorn. They give it to Van Dorn on the right side. There's a penalty flag thrown. Van Dorn is on the loose, and he's inside the 10, and he does score, but there's a penalty flag, and there's another penalty flag as Maroff got tangled up with 26, and number 26 yanked off Maroff's helmet. That'll be offsetting penalties. It was going to be holding against the Rockets, and then that penalty is going to mess things up for the Indians for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen. That first one was during the live ball, and the second one was a dead ball penalty.
Well stated. Indeed, it was. It was a dead ball. It was after. All right. Let's sort it out here. As a referee, he's got a job to do. Van Dorn took it in to the end zone, but that's definitely not going to be one of the options, I'm sure, as the band is starting to prepare for their halftime show. I got 4:18 on the clock yet.
We got Andrew Larkin up walking around a little bit, trying to work out. I don't know if that was an ankle that he had a problem with, but it still looks a little bit tender as both Dr. Schertz and Allie Batterson are walking next to him.
Okay, indeed he is. All right, the referees are still talking about this here at the, they're about at the 30-yard line, and they're backing the Rockets up a little bit. Let's see what happens here. Here comes the man in the white hat. Here's the call, and it's a hold against the Rockets. Yes, I understand that. And then there's a dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct, ejection against the Wapello player. So that's going to hurt them. I thought it was 26.
Yeah, that was Rocha.
Okay, Rocha is going to be tossed out of the ball game, and that is a big play against the Indians as he lost his cool on that. Maroff must have been trying to block him, and he got a little upset with him, and that'll make a first down in about 5, it looks like. Okay.
They have a little bit of confusion over there with the chains. They can't decide if it should be 1st and 6 or move the chains from 1st and 10.
All right. The ball sits at about the 15-yard line one way or another, as there's been some scuttlebutt talk about lightning in the western sky here. So we'll see what happens here. The Rockets lead 20-16, 4:18 on the first half clock. And finally, the man in the white hat got things where he needs to. Okay, it'll be 1st and 6 for the Rockets from the 15-yard line. Pigsley brings him up. Hunter Johnson behind. They get to Hunter over on the right side, and he gets swarmed under, and that play went nowhere fast. Looks like they tried to power off the right side, and the Indians were able to man up on that particular play. In comes Jaeger, out goes Johnson, and out goes Louis Winkleman as well. Okay, second down and about three for the Rockets, and they should be inside the 15. They are to the 13-yard line. All right, Pigsley brings them up. Far off on the far right side. Backs just Jaeger. There's a looking. He's looking to pass. He passes it to Jensen. It's caught at the 10. He stiff arms a guy, and he's inside the 5. This by Jevin Jensen on that catch.
You know, looking over the quick stats before the game tonight, that was one guy I'd like to see get involved more in the passing game. Big, tall guy working out of that either spot or tight end position, working his way across the middle. That's a nice big target. And from when he has gotten the ball, had 3 receptions for 103 yards, a 34.3 average per catch so far this year. Like to see him a little bit, like the play they tried to run him off on 4th down, I thought would have been a good spot for Jensen, a little bit bigger target on that slant pass.
Okay, on the next play, both lines moved simultaneously. It'll be interesting to see what they call. I saw Louis Winkleman jump for us. I saw 2 Wapello guys jump at the same time. And the Rockets are moving back, and that's going to be a 5-yard dead ball encroachment. Ooh, an encroachment, Coach Sam, against Wapello. That was a
drawn him off sides.
Drawn him off is right. That'll be a penalty of about 1 yard, but nevertheless, it's 1 yard closer to Pater for the Rockets. 2:59 on the clock, 20-16. Is the ball game right now for the Rockets as they have first and goal from the 2-yard line. All right, you got 4 cracks to put it in. Let's see what happens here. In the backfield is Hunter Johnson. They give it to him. He gets stood up right at the point of attack, and he did not get anywhere. No gain on the play as he stood up right at the second yard line at the 2. Pigsley was able to come all the way over to the side and get the next play from Coach Keller, so they don't have any mix-up on the signals.
Yeah, we don't want to have to see him turn around asking the running backs for the snap count again.
David Jaeger runs in from the sideline to fill in that last spot as Hunter Johnson came out. Second down from the 2, second and goal. Moss split to the left. Jaeger. They give it. Pigsley takes it in for the score. 2-yard touchdown by Pigsley. He just took it himself.
That looked like a little delayed quarterback draw there. Pigsley took 1 step back and then straight ahead. Opened up pretty nicely there for Dylan. Had to just run over 1 guy to get in the end zone.
At the 1:55 mark, the Rockets are able to put up a score, and that's the first time tonight they were able to go back-to-back. And that was helped out, remember, by a couple of things, Coach Sands. The short punt, and then the unsportsmanlike conduct that got a player kicked off the field. They're going to go for 2 here. Neighbor Jaeger behind Pigsley in the backfield. Maroff split to the left. They hand it up to Van Dorn, and he is able to get in to the end zone. Good job by Trey Van Dorn on the 2-point try. And the Rockets lead 28-16. Loeffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Loeffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. Now, following tonight's game, join the Friday night crew from the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their game and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show, live from 10 to midnight, following this broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And I'll tell you what, you talk about some fireworks. There has been some fireworks on the field tonight. as there's been six different scoring opportunities, four for the Rockets and two for the Wapello Indians. And I sense the wind is starting to blow a little bit harder here, Coach Stan.
Yeah, something wicked this way comes, looks like out in the west. Maybe that imminent rain you talked about sounds like the storm's starting to blow up.
All right, the band is getting in position for halftime. Guest Brett Little, the Rocket wrestling coach, is going to chat wrestling here, and that season is going to be coming up. Close course, the Rocket wrestlers had a tremendous season last year. We're going to get some insight from Coach Little on what's happening. There's the kickoff, and they pooch it, and it's a short kick, and the guy catches it and gets all the way up to the 50-yard line. I'm not sure if that was a design as well as he should have kicked it. Yeah, he's Coach Keller isn't a happy camper.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was supposed to kick that right away. It looked like they were running up the safety onside as the whole group kind of ran up there together. Like one of those things you normally see when the whole group runs up and then they all stop and then they spread out, back up, and kick it. But kicker just kicked it, and they're all right there in the center as a bunch. Luckily, Wapello wasn't able to get down the sideline before we were able to get over there and bring him down.
Okay, now Wapello's got a gift. They're at the 49-yard line. Rollinger rolls to his right, looking. He's under duress now. He's up to the 50-yard line. He's throwing the loose to the 45, and he's up close to the first down. Nice open field tackle there by, I can't quite get his number yet. Quit walking. Brett Wurster. Thank you, Brett. He turned his back, and I could see him. Rollinger with the first.
There was a lot of pressure back there by like Hunter Johnson, Luke Welch, and Louis Winkleman. And then looked like Van Dorn had a chance to bring him down as well. But Rollinger did a nice job of escaping him.
Three receivers right, one left. He hits that guy on the right side, and he's got a cushion over there. Ball's out of bounds. And Archer went flying over there. Ball sits at the 35-yard line, and just like that, the Indians are cooking with gas here at the butt 23 mark in the first half.
Yeah, the defense needs to tip up here after putting a couple of scores on the board to open up a 12-point lead. Definitely need to get a stop here to keep Wapello out of the end zone before halftime, not let them get any of that momentum back.
Rockets call a timeout here, and we got a score for you. Rockets lead 28-16 with a butt 23 on the clock here before halftime, and I just can't get over the sight of these little Rocket cheerleaders. My goodness gracious, there's about 60 of those little kids out there yelling and screaming, which is a good thing to see on homecoming night.
Got that Thunderbolt app working. I'm not sure. They must have had an early start over in Albia, afraid of that imminent weather. They've got Albia 49, PCM 6 as a final already.
Holy smoke.
I don't know if they switched their JV game and varsity game around and played the varsity game first over there because of the imminent rain. But another score of interest to this one was Sigourney and West Branch playing tonight. Right now, West Branch has come back. They're leading 13-12 over Sigourney in the second quarter. That's a big game with playoff implications there. Both of those teams are going to be right in the thick of things.
And we'll be playing at Sigourney next week.
Oskaloosa and Keokuk are tied at 7 in the first quarter. Carlisle leads Knoxville 21-7 after three quarters. Fairfield 14, Mount Pleasant 0 after the first quarter. Montezuma 61, Southeast Warren nothing after in the second quarter. And Waukee leads Southeast Polk 9-3 in the second quarter.
All right, area scores of interest indeed for you. Here's Rollinger rolling to his right, looking, fires it, and it's incomplete. He had his man out here, number 42, Arsenio, and he was not able to bring it in. And this Rollinger kid really likes to run and roll and throw on the run. Of course, he did that last year, too, in their victory against the Rockets. All right. That stops the clock at a minute 17. It's going to be third down and 5 from the 35-yard line. Rockets need to keep making this stand up. It'll defeat the bad to get a score because Wapello gets the ball first in the third quarter. There's the snap. He rolls to his right. It's a screen again over on the left side, boys. And the pass is caught over there, and he's still on his feet, and he's able to get the first down yardage. And you can see that happening a mile away, Coach Sanders.
They say our three down linemen just haven't figured out that when the offensive lineman lets you go that free to the quarterback, that something's going on that outside. They haven't dropped back to recover for that screen. They just kept chasing, and we've been burned on it a couple times. Not quite as bad this time, thankfully.
All right. First and 10 from the 28. A minute left in the half. There's the snap. Bollinger rolls to his right, looking. Now he's under pressure. He cuts it up the field, and he's finally taken down by number 52. That's Casey Dunwoody. And there's a stoppage of the clock. And what do we have? Timeout, Wapello? That's their second timeout. They got one left here in the half. And Coach Sands, you got to be pleased, but you got to make a statement right here, right now.
Yeah, Rollinger did a nice job of scrambling that time. He's pretty elusive. Looked like Jaron Glosser had a shot at him in the backfield. He made a little move and made him miss. Aaron Gordon had a really good shot at him back at the line of scrimmage, made him miss. Luckily, the third guy finally brought him down. Got to bring up a second about four, looks like. But like you said, 50 seconds left to go in the half here. Definitely need to step up and get a stop.
All right. Halftime preparations are starting to take place here. The band's in place. I see the four-year letter winners are right in front of us as well, and that brings back a lot of memories as some really good athletes on that squad are standing out there. They lost their eligibility in May or in the summertime, but they are here to celebrate homecoming and get that four-year letter plaque. And it's a nice accomplishment for the kids as well as the band members who are in band for 4 years. Rocket Defense is back out there. Second and four coming up, but the real stickler might be the clock. 50 seconds left. Rocket Defense needs to come up with a turnover. That would be huge at this point in the juncture. And remember, they had the short field because of that funny kick there by Winkleman after the Rockets had scored. There's the snap. Rollinger looking to throw it deep. He throws it high, and he throws it into the cheap seat. He didn't have much accuracy on that one.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Maybe the wind had a little effect on that. He didn't let it go very well. Kind of a wounded duck as it got up there. And if you throw a wounded duck into the wind, it's not going to go anywhere. That thing sailed about 7 or 8 yards out of bounds. There was no chance for anybody to get to that one.
Oh, that was third down coming up now, so I guess that was a good down to waste. I thought it was third then, but it's not. It's third now, third and four, and Rollinger brings them up from the 20-yard line, 45 seconds on the clock. Another big play needed by the defense. Here's the snap. It's a low snap. Rollinger picks it up. He's in trouble, and down he goes with a sack. Luke Welch and Aaron Gordon with the sack of the quarterback.
Nice job that time of our front three getting that pressure, but not only getting the pressure there, but able to contain Rollinger and bring him down. Before we get the pressure there, we weren't able to contain him, and he was able to scramble to make things happen. That time, those three were able to converge on him and bring him down for a big loss.
Wapello calls their third and final timeout of the half, and that was a huge play. It moves the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line, where it'll be fourth down and about 13:40 seconds are on the clock here in the first half. And I'll tell you what, you kept saying, or I've kept saying, big play, big play, big play. Here's the biggest play, I would suspect. You got to keep them from getting the first down, turn that ball over one way or another, on downs or with a interception or fumble. I foresee Wapello going to the air.
Yeah, that's the way Wapello's hurt us so far tonight, is throwing the ball. I wouldn't put it against him to run that little screen play again. That's worked pretty well for him. We need to be ready for that, but also make sure we keep coverage downfield. Anything short of 13 yards is not going to hurt the Rockets right now.
Wapello has got five first downs unofficially in the first half, four via the pass, only one with the run. Here comes the Indians out. They got three guys to the left side, and they're kind of bunched up. Rollinger from the gun. There's the snap. He rolls to his left, rolling, looking. He fires it deep downfield, and he's caught, and he's down to the about the 5-yard line, and just what we were talking about, they let him loose on that rollout, and they get down inside the five.
And I can't see who made that catch for Wapello that time, but that was a nice throw by Rollinger. He initially looked like he was covered, but he threw it over the Rocket defender and laid it in there nice.
Okay, here comes the big running back, number 44, and he takes it in from the 2-yard line. And I'll tell you what, the Indians will not go away any way, shape, or form. 44 is the ball carrier, and that was Hunt. Yes, Jacob Hunt. And he is a load, but nobody even come near him. And with 27 seconds on the clock, the Rockets give up a late first half touchdown.
They give Hunt the ball from the one-yard line. They're going to have a hard time stopping him. He's a big kid.
The Indians have moved within 6 points, 28-22, with the two-point conversion to come here. Rollinger takes the snap. He looks. He fires it in the end zone, and it's broken up by the Rockets. Good job. Who was that? Moroff in there? He knocks it down, and the PAT is no good.
That might have been Cody Brown.
Cody Brown, good job by Cody. 28-22 is now the score for Wapello. First Iowa State Bank is one of our sponsors. They're our hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. You can download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or your Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see it up-to-the-minute score updates from KIIC Friday Night Live Studio. It's free. Very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app from your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station, and both Coach Sands and I got that app on our phone, and we really like it a lot. All right, the Indians tee it up with 27 seconds left. Rockets lead 28-22 here in the first half, and here comes the kick. It's a low liner, and it's going to be picked up by Pigsley over there. He weaves his way up. He's up to the 40-yard line, and he makes it all the way to the 45 and past the 46-yard line. Dylan Pigsley moving that ball with a nice kick return.
Yeah, with decent field position, we'll be interested to see what Coach Keller decides to do here with just under 18 seconds left in the first half. We'll just try to couple quick plays, try to get another score on the board, or we'll just be happy with the six-point lead and run the clock out.
Well, you know what play I want, Coach Sands. You know that. That's a given.
We haven't seen that play yet this year.
I wonder if he's saving it for the homecoming festivities. We got 17 seconds as Moroff comes over here on the left side. Pigsley under center, turns and gives to Van Dorn, and he's in trouble, and he barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Oh, my. He got twisted back, something fierce. But he's getting up. He's up, and he's at him. Timeout, Eddyville. That's their second timeout of the half. Clock sits at 12 seconds, and I would suspect that this would be the final play, but
yep.
Rockets might as well come over here to the sideline and get their instructions.
It surprised me a little bit. If you're going to call a timeout there, why you would just run a play like that up the middle instead of trying to get something a little farther downfield. Now you really haven't gained much here. Still got second down and long. Got about 54 yards to get to the end zone, and you wasted about 6 seconds off the clock.
All right. If my play's got to work, you got to have execution. They need to run that puppy to precision, and, of course, I'm talking about the hook and ladder. This might be the time to pull it out. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's got some speed on the outside compared to the Wapello secondary. I think it comes down to execution here. You got to have your fastest back in the backfield. Moroff's got to make the catch. He's got to pitch it precisely to the runner at the right time, and he's got to go the distance. Here we go with 12 on the clock. Pigsley takes the snap. He fakes it. He's looking. Fires it deep downfield, and he overshoots his man. Moroff got turned around two times, and he couldn't pick up the ball where it was being thrown at.
Yeah, Moroff had about three or four steps on it that time. Pigsley just got a little overexcited and kind of overthrew him. Hard to tell what the wind's doing to that ball out there. But like you said, Blake either lost it or couldn't find it, but had to turn around a couple times and just couldn't get there.
Yes, indeed. Wind still blowing as strong as it has since the game started. And third down, but that doesn't matter. Seven ticks on the clock, and I still got hope for what I want. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would like to see that play run with Jevin Jensen running the hook and catching it and pitching it to either Maroff or Archer.
There you go. Rockets here on third down. Pigsley takes the snap. He rolls to his right, and he fires it, and it's intercepted by Wapello, and now it's balls on the ground, and let's see what happens. It's going to be end of the half. Yeah, end of the half, and the Rockets lead 28-22 at halftime, and an exciting game here at Ike Ryan Field, scoring up and down the field, and the Rockets are able to have enough here at halftime, but it's going to be very interesting to see if they can sustain this into the second half. We're at halftime here at Ike Ryan with the score 28-22.
Step it up right here. We didn't do a very good job of stopping them right before the half. Now we need to in this first series.
Rollinger, three men to the left side. Now this high snap. He gets it down. He gives it to Hunt. Tries the right side, and down he goes. Somebody from their linebacker position for the Rockets met him and brought him down. Good job by the Rocket defense. Who's Hunter Johnson
Glenn
getting up?
Johnson and Van Dorn and maybe even Devin Jensen might be coming out of the pile.
Okay, good deal. Gain of about one. Second and eight for the Indians as they try to take it on the ground. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Actually, two to the right. Rollinger takes the snap, looks to his left, fires it, and is caught at the 50-yard line. And Orozco is able to take it up into Rocket territory, but he's short of first down at the 46-yard line. Link Winkleman on the stop.
Yeah, another quick pass out here to this side. They had it overloaded with three receivers, and we didn't have enough help over here. And the first defender kind of slipped and fell down and missed the tackle. Craig Van Dorn kind of over-pursued. And Osornio did a nice job of getting back into the middle and almost picked up the first down.
Third and one from the 46-yard line here in the early going of the third quarter. Rockets lead 28-22. Man in motion, but they give it to Hunt right up the gut. He's got a huge hole. He's into the secondary. He's got a first down at the 35.
Yeah, not much happening up front that time with our front three as they just kind of swapped those offensive line, blew them out of the way, and Hunt hit the hole fast and hard and went right through there and picked up big yards before he even had any contact.
Indians had six first downs in the first half, one by the rush. They already got a rushing first down here in the third quarter. There's the run now over on the right side. Nice pursuit, but it gets by him. Gain of about one, if any, on that particular run there. Number 14 was the Brockway with the ball. Gain of about one, second and nine coming up.
That Ty Yeager broke through there and almost made a nice tackle for loss back behind and made a nice diving effort. Almost got to Brockway's ankles, but he was able to get by there and just back in the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of a foot or two.
All right. Indians having a little bit of trouble getting the play in. See if that has any problem with the clock. Rollinger sends two guys to the left, one man in motion now. There's the snap. They come back this way on the read option, and number 44 again, that was what, Hunt? Yes. Takes the ball up the gut where it'll be third down and about five for the Indians here. Big third down for the defense. Time to make a play here, Coach Vance.
Yeah, Hunt's been their horse all season. Looks like he's been most of the running tonight, too. And looks like maybe we're trying to stop the pass, and Wapello's done a lot of running so far here in the second half.
Pass over into the flat, and the man's still on his feet. He's at the 10, the 5, and touchdown. Any flags on the play? No. 29-yard pass for the touchdown. Just like that, the Indians bolt back ahead. A 29-yard pass. Just a little simple swing pass there, Coach Sam.
Don't give them a lead yet. That just ties it.
At the 9:15 mark, that indeed ties it at 28. And the Indians probably go for two because they have all night. Rollinger comes out to the squad, sends them a couple guys out to the right, a couple guys to the left, and Hunt is with him in the pistol formation there. Rollinger, man in motion from the right side. He takes the snap. They give it to Hunt, and he is dropped for a loss. Nice job by Hunter Johnson. He is able to fling him to the ground, and the Rockets keep it at a tied score.
Hunt's a little slow to get up after being manhandled by Hunter Johnson. Hunter Johnson just kind of like he was calf wrestling or roping him, just threw him to the ground. He's still down on his back.
He indeed tossed him there. It was kind of like a wrestling move. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life, creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. And of course, they're on the south side of Oskaloosa, a very nice facility for your assisted living needs. All right, 28 all here in the third quarter at the 9:15 mark. Indians had the short field with the 55-yard drive, and now they will tee it up and kick it off. It's a short pooch kick. That ball is loose over there on the right side, and it's finally covered up by a Rocket over there. Good job by, who is that? 23 is Glosser, right?
Yep.
Goodbye, Jaron Glosser. Good job by him. That ball was in no man's land for a little bit of time, but Jaron was able to jump on it. And now the Rockets have a fairly decent field position.
Wampola must have done the research on film last week against Wilton. They're trying to catch us off guard.
First possession of the second half for the Rockets. From their 35-yard line, Pigsley under center, back split behind him. There's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn on the left side. He gets some running room and gets up past the 40 to about the 41. Nice job by Craig.
Yeah, if we can keep that momentum happening on first down, we'll take that every time. Going to bring up about half our yards that we needed there on first down. Going to bring up second and five. Van Dorn just coming straight ahead, man-to-man blocking up front. A nice job.
And, of course, being October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Some of the kids have the pink shoe action going on. It's kind of nice to see. And Larkin's not on the bench. I don't know if he's out there or not. They give the ball over here to Van Dorn on the right side. Run hard, buddy. There's some penalty flags. There's another penalty flag. Van Dorn gets all the way to the 40-yard line. There's three flags down, and there's some dirty laundry out there on the field now.
Looks like at least two of them were right at the same spot for holding, maybe another hold out here on the corner.
All right, the man in the white hat has talked to his comrades, and he's given the indication holding indeed against the Rockets. That's their first penalty of the second half. They only had a couple penalties in the first half, so it's nice to see a far cry from that 22 flag efforts there in the first game. Holy moly.
At least 22.
Oh,
like
my goodness gracious.
102.
Oh, my gosh. It was hot and muggy, and those referees, they could have been wiping their face with them hankies that night. My goodness, it was warm. All right, second and quite a bit now for the Rockets as the ball goes to the 28-yard line. They got to get to the 45 for a first down as the referees crank the clock here in the third quarter, 8:27. And the back judge is getting a little irate that the clock wasn't going. Okay, Pigsley's talking to the guys in the backfield again. It worries me when he does that. Takes a snap. He gives it to Van Dorn. Tries the left side. Run hard, buddy. He's up to the original line of scrimmage and passed him. Good job by Trigg as he gets about 11 yards on that carry.
Another good steal on the edge on that far side. Van Dorn ran to the far side of the field. Was able to turn the corner. Like you said, he picked up about 9 yards, had 17 to go, and going to pick up a manageable third down.
Hunter Johnson out, neighbor Yeager in the backfield here on this third down and about 8 from the 37. Big play here for the offense for the Rockets. There's the snap. Pigsley rolls to his right, looking, looking. Now he tucks it up, and he's in trouble, and down he goes. He had a little bit of indecision there on that play, and it cost him dearly.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a designed run or if he was looking for Maroff out here on the sideline, but couldn't decide if he wanted to turn it up and run, but then he kind of turned a little circle there, pirouette, like he was ready for the homecoming dance, but it's not time for that yet, Dylan.
All right. This will be punt formation for the Rockets. I'm trying to think. I think Louis Winkleman has had a punt in the first half, and now they're running a couple guys out. Casey Dunwoody comes out. Hunter Johnson comes up. They forgot that they had to block on the line here.
I think this is the first punt of the game for the Rockets.
Okay, and there's a penalty flag. Doggone it, boys. You're taking too much time. And the total for the flags on the two halves have been equaled now at two in the first half, two in the second, and both of them have been a 10-yarder and then a 5-yarder. All right. Let's go here now. Winkleman in punt formation. Last week, he had one that was blocked. Let's see what happens here. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. He gets off a high floater that's coming down at about the 30. The ball is loose. He picks it back up. He runs over on the right side. He's got a wall of blockers. He's over up to the 50-yard line. So that fumbled punt kind of messes with everybody's mind, and all of a sudden he picks it up and he scoots it over on the right side.
Yeah, there was a pretty good wall there. Once he did pick it up, Wapalo had the wall set up to that far side. Luckily, he kind of tripped over the black and gold stripes on the 50-yard line. Otherwise, he might still be running.
All right. Wapalo with their second possession here of the second half. They scored on their first one on a 29-yard pass. All right. There's the snap. Rollinger fires it quickly over here. And nice play by Brett Wursta. What a dynamic defensive play. And there's a loss of about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, good job that time of the coverage. That play out here to that near side has worked pretty well for Wapalo. That did a nice job of getting in there and stopping it for the loss that time.
He was able to get inside on that blocker, and he made that tackle on number 42, Rosso. And that helped a lot. There's the snap. Rollinger rolling to his right, looking, no pressure whatsoever. Finally stops and plants his feet. He fires, and it is incomplete over there. Nice hitting tackle over there. It looks like Cody Brown was the one that put the hit on him over on the far side. Good job by Cody. Third down and 13 coming up for the Indians.
Yeah, this is a big play here. A lot of yardage for Wapalo to pick up the first down. You're not sure if they're in that territory yet, that they would try to go for it on fourth down or not, but this would be a big stop here on third and long.
All right, Rollinger all the way from the sideline. Now he looks back. Now he's getting into position. He's got three receivers right, one left. There's the snap. He rolls to his right once again, looking. Now he stops and plants, fires it deep down. Taylor, oh, come off. Had it in his hand for interception number 5 on the year, and he just let it through his hands.
I was going to say, must have been too long for Blake to have one of those. He had 3 the first week, I think, and 1 the second week to make 4, and I don't think he's had one since, but that was about as easy as any of them get, right through the breadbasket.
He had some room to run, too, on that. That would have been exciting to see. It would have been less like a punt return, but speaking of punts, Wapalo is in punt formation. There's a snap. It's a high snap. He gets it down for a heck of a punt this time, and it goes out of bounds about the 10-yard line. So a good punt by Wapalo that time. Drives the Rockets back, and they've got a lot of green pasture to make up here. See where they spot the ball. And he's at the 15. No, we'll make it more like the 11. Oh, my gosh, he's going to the 9. The 9-yard line.
Maybe the bank of lights went out over here and they couldn't see.
Holy cats, they're giving him the 5. My goodness. Hey, did you notice he's fired? the emergency rescue unit there, Coach Dan?
I did not.
North of the football field.
I saw somebody run on a couple times when the couple players were down, but I didn't realize if they were from the EMS unit.
All right, from the 5-yard line, Rockets got 95 yards to go. Let's see what happens here. Pigsley hands off to Van Dorn. He tries that left side again. He's getting some yardage. He's almost out to the first down marker. Good job by Trigg. They just seem to keep rolling with those blocks. The Rocket line has done a great job maintaining those blocks.
Yeah, good job that time on first down to give themselves some breathing room to get out of the shadow of those goalposts. Bring up a short, really short second down.
Yeah, let's make it second and two from the 13-yard line. Good run by Trigg. He's been cooking with gas here lately. All right, let's see. Pigsley under center. Back split behind him. Pigsley trying to run the outside. Now he cuts it inside. He's got the first down and more. He's still on his feet and past the 25 up to about the 27-yard line. Nice job by Pigsley.
That's one of the best runs I've seen Dylan have since he injured his shoulder. He did a nice job of cutting up inside that time. Did a real good job of putting his shoulder down and running over some people and creating some more yardage.
All right, the first down of the second half for the Rockets gets them all the way out to the 27. First and 10, Baxter split behind Dylan. Off, split to the left side. There's the snap. Dylan hands off to the first guy, and that is Hunter Johnson, I believe. Nice job by him. As he gets past the 30 to almost the 35.
Yeah, tough sledding that time for Hunter. It looked like he was hit initially almost right at the line of scrimmage. Two or three guys on him. He just kept his legs turning and just bulldozed his way for at least 5 yards.
Excellent job by Hunter indeed. Second and five coming up. The Rockets have been doing well on first down. Neighbor Yeager in the backfield by himself with Pigsley. Now Archer talks to Pigsley, who worries me like none other. In motion, they give it to Yeager. Ah, Pigsley kept it, and he gets snowed under. There was a little mix-up in the backfield, and that cost him dearly on that exchange.
Yeah, it looked like the gap on this right side was a little bit wider than it should have been. It looked like Wapello had some pretty good penetration, and they just... had a mix-up in the backfield. Looked like Yeager had it.
All right, Rockets with third down. Third down and about five from the 34-yard line. Need to convert. There's Paisley rolling to his left, looking to throw. He's under duress, and down he goes. The kid had him on the ankle, and down he went. He didn't have enough time to pull the trigger.
Yeah, a little bit of an indecision that time. Wapello did a good job of putting pressure right up the middle. Looked like Dylan was going to be able to step away from him. But got lassoed around the ankle and brought down.
Well, Rockets headed to the 5-yard line. They got it out to the 30, but the drive sputters and stalls. They'll have to punt it away here at the 2:36 mark. Game is tied 28-all with Louis Winkleman in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, the kick, high end over end. And it's caught by the Wapello runner. He tests three people. He's all the way past the 50. A nice return by Wapello. Gets the ball into Rocket territory at the 49-yard line.
Tell you what, for a big kid, Jacob Hunt did a nice job of making people miss that time. Jaron Glosser had him in his sights just about as soon as he caught the punt. Looked like he was going to be dropped right there in his tracks, but a little bit of sidestep made him miss. Two more guys able to pick up, looks like, almost 15 yards on that return.
All right.
Let's take time to give a couple shout-outs here. Girlfriend and her kids, Mickey, Colby, and Cammy are listening in over in Minneapolis.
Good.
Appreciate
Phyllis.
You guys listening.
You bet.
I got some high school buddies up in Arlington Heights, up around Chicago, listening in tonight. Glad
good
to have you aboard.
Excellent. Listening to KIIC.3 Thunder Country, Pat Powers with Jeff Sands, and the new running back is in. He gets stopped in behind the backfield, in the backfield for a loss on that play. the running game has not been very much for the Indians tonight, as Hunter Johnson was able to come through from his lineman position.
Yeah, it's a good stop down first down to bring up second long. Defense just needs to step it up here, keep Wapello from getting the first down, and get this offense back on the field.
Man in motion, Broadway. They give a double reverse. He's coming back this way. Moff tries to make a tackle. He misses him, but the rest of the Rockets are able to clog up the running lane and knock him down. Louis Winkleman there along with Glosser. But Maroff kind of made the play as he turned him in.
Yeah, Blake was back there. Looked like he had a great opportunity to bring him down to the backfield, but broke down just a little bit too early. Got down to his knees just a little before he was ready to make the tackle, and the running back was able to make him miss, was able to get some positive yardage out of that play.
All right. Rollinger. It's amazing how far he goes over to the sideline to get the play and then run back. Ball sitting on the near hash mark on this side. There's a snap. He rolls to his right, looking. Finally, he fires it deep and a sliding catch. And they give him a catch, even though it hit the ball. The ball hit the ground. They're going to give it to him. And first down completion for the Indians.
Yeah, I thought it looked like the ball took a weird hop, too. I just couldn't tell if it bounced up off the ground or if he had his hands under it and bounced up. But it definitely looked like it bounced off of something.
The ball sits at the 30-yard line. Actually, the 29-yard line. Indians have a first and 10. Rockets need to get a stop here on this drive. There's the snap. And a fire over here on this near side. An excellent tackle again by Wurster as they tried to flare it out to Broadway over here.
Looks like Wurster's finally figured out what that play is when they run to this side. He's able to get around the block. And basically, as soon as the receiver had the ball, he was around his ankles making the tackle.
Good job by the Rockets here. Let's see what happens now. Second and 13 as a few seconds are left in the quarter, 12 of them. Rollinger takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's under a little bit of duress, and he's still hopping around, and down he goes finally, and that will end the quarter. Another tackle for loss for the Rocket squad, and that's a big, big loss too, as the quarter will come to an end. And the only scoring that happened was the Indians scoring once to tie the game at 28-all.
Yeah, it almost looked like Rollinger was going to escape again. He was pretty elusive. Looks like we had him about 5 yards behind that, but made a couple people miss and was able to get back a little of that yardage, but it was still a pretty big loss. Going to bring up third and 16.
Rockets only had the ball twice in that third quarter. Wapello Indians had it three times and still have possession going into the fourth and final quarter. Rockets with a overtime win to their credit thus far. What do you got on the Thunderbolt there, Coach? Are you still bringing it up?
Well, she's trying to fire up.
Okay.
About as slow as I am today.
I think we might have been all in that same boat. homecoming activities, hall decoration. The junior high squad was first. Seniors were second. Juniors were third. Sophomores were fourth. And the freshmen were fifth. That was in hall decorating. And then the best haul went to the seniors, then the junior high. There's two scores here, so I'm not quite sure what that is.
I see. The number of parents on that first one. So the junior high had the most number of students and parents that came to decorate.
Oh, okay. Very good. Junior high parents and kids, they won. That makes sense since they can't drive. And then the seniors, then the juniors, sophomores, and then freshmen. The best haul, though, that was decorated, the seniors did that. Junior high came in second, freshmen, sophomores, and then juniors. And then Monday was dress-up day, the duct tape. The best dressed winners, Katie Fisher in the seventh grade, Lee Ostrello, eighth grade. Freshman was Hagen Boyer, Kaylin Webster, sophomore, Jackson Boyles, a junior. Senior, Dylan Pigsley, with Miss Noller being the faculty person, and Kaylin Webster, the overall winner there. The first play of fourth quarter, Rollinger takes the snap and he rolls to his left, looking, and now he just lambasts it. Cody Brown, the Cowboy, and 23, Phyllis Glosser was able to come in and lower the boom on a big, huge sack.
Yeah, we're finally starting to get some good pressure and also containing Rollinger in that pass. big loss again, all the way back from the 35, like about a 12, 13-yard loss on that play.
Good job by the defense. And now, Pixley back deep and Morrow back deep on this punt. They've kind of been protecting Corey Archer a little bit. End over end goes to Pixley. He picks it up at about the 5, cuts up the field, makes a few people miss, and now he's corralled over on the right side. And a nice block by Cody Brown there. He might get block of the week. Of course, that's sponsored by the AgriPower FFA. Block of the week and stick of the week. Too bad it wasn't useful, so to speak, I guess is the way I want to use that. It is a heck of a block, but the play was kind of already under wraps.
Speaking of protecting Corey Archer, I don't want to make the comparison between us and Corey, but he tweaked himself a little bit yesterday in those Greek games too, and that little discomfort in that knee that he had repaired.
Well, that's not good. And, of course, during the Powder Puff game, there was some injuries to the color guard girls and volleyball girls. So those things happen, too. Craig Van Dorn with the ball. He gets upfield a little bit, gains some yardage. The ball's on the ground, and the Rockets are able to get back on it. That could have been disaster. That was the first fumble of the game for the Rockets, and they were able to cover up on that one. Okay, second and about eight coming up for the Rockets. This game is tied 28-all here in the fourth quarter at Igrind Field, and this sellout crowd is just sitting back and enjoying, haven't had a whole lot to cheer, especially in the second half. The Rockets haven't had the threat to score. Pixley under center, gives it to neighbor Yeager, up the gut he goes. He's still on his feet. A nice job by Ty Yeager. He gets the first down yardage.
More strong running by Yeager tonight. That's been the key to our Rocket offense. Guys running straight ahead and running hard, keeping those legs turning. There were probably three or four Indians that had a chance to bring him down, but he just kept the pile moving. Big first down.
Yeager out, Hunter Johnson in. I kind of like this 1-2 punch that they got going on here, Coach. That gives them a break in between the plays. Pixley under center, back split behind him. He gives it to Hunter Johnson this time, and he tries to pull his way across to gain a couple of yards on that play. The offensive line, Gordon, Welch, Riley, Louis Winkleman, Dalton Brown, they have been doing their job tonight. You usually don't give a shout-out to the pigs in the trenches, but tonight we've been giving them the kudos for sure.
Unless you're a Washington Redskins fan like my girlfriend, you don't talk about those hogs much.
All right, second down and 7. Rockets with the ball. The ball's on the ground, and some of the Wapello kids say they got it. Let's see what happens. It's still a scramble. They're still scrambling for it, and the referees are right in the middle of it, and it is indeed a fumble, and the Indians recover at the 40-yard line. So just after the other fumble that the Rockets recovered, first one of the night, they lose this one. So two fumbles, one loss, and the Indians have the upper hand in the turnover department.
Yeah, that's not something you want to see, is to start being a little bit careless with the football going into the fourth quarter. About 9 minutes left in the game here. Now we give Wapello the ball with decent, really good field position just outside of the Rocket 40-yard line.
Wapello has done well with short fields. Rollinger sends everybody out. He's the Lone Ranger back there. He quickly fires over on the left side. It's almost picked off and intercepted. No, not quite. Good job by the Rocket defense there. If the ball was tipped, and it looked like Van Dorn had a chance to bring it in, but it just didn't quite happen.
Now, after the tip, I thought the Wapello kid was going to make a dive and play on it, but apparently hit the ground before either one of them had a chance to get to it.
Rollinger all the way over to the far sideline, and now he comes back with the play. 28-all here in the fourth quarter. 9:07 on the clock. A lot of time, but Rockets not with the ball. In motion comes Broadway. They get it to him, and he comes in. Nice tackle by Corey Archer. He came in. He had him in his sight, and he put his foot head into his knee and brought him down. An excellent sure handed tackle by Corey Archer, the senior out of Fremont, Iowa.
Yeah, that was Logan Gimp, Logan Grimm bringing it around on the end around to the near side here. Archer did a good job of breaking through the blocks and stopped him about 7 yards by the line of scrimmage.
All right. Third and 15 indeed for the Indians, and the Rocket defense has had a little bit more spark here in the second half, Coach Vance, than they did in the first.
That's something we need to see right now to get a big stop here on third and long.
Three guys over here on the right side for Wapello. Rollinger looks. There's going to be another play, and it's incomplete. And the Rockets had that sniffed out. They're trying to set up a screen over on the far side again, and the Rockets were able to dissect that play nicely to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, they finally did a good job of reading that screen play to the far side, and Rollinger's pass looked like it wasn't to anybody. It looked like the closest man to it was one of their down linemen.
So on that short field after the punt, or excuse me, the fumble, the Rocket defense did a great job. The ball is snapped, and down he goes. An excellent job by the Rocket defense there. The snap was low, and the Rocket defense was able to come in there. 50, Louis Winkleman made a huge play.
Yeah, it was a low snap, and Rockway had a hard time picking it up and mishandled it. And he tried to run, but by that time, Louis Winkleman was already in there on top of him, and Rockway had nowhere to run.
And now the Rockets with a short field. The ball at the 45-yard line of Wapello, and let's see if the Rockets can utilize this gift that the Indians have given us. 8:09 on the clock here in the fourth quarter, tied at 28. Backs are split behind Pigsley. The handoff to Neighbor Yeager right up the gut. He goes. He's got the first down and more all the way to the 30-yard line. Ty Yeager. Good job by him.
Just a good straight-ahead running again. Yeager not dancing around in the backfield, just turning it on right away, right through the hole. Wasn't even touched till he got to the linebackers and kept those legs turning for that extra yardage.
Yeager out. Hunter Johnson in.
And moving the
sticks. They finally moved the sticks. I thought for sure he had it, but they actually moved the ball back. He was at the 30, but they brought him back about 2 yards to the 28. Well, they cranked the clock now. 8 minutes. And Pigsley's talking back there to Johnson. He goes up to the line of scrimmage, hands it off to Johnson, right up the gut again. He's into the secondary, and he's got more yardage. He's into the 20 and into the 16-yard line. Hunter Johnson carrying the mail.
Yeah, again, more power of running straight ahead. Johnson got into the secondary, and that time Corbin Mears and Jorge Osornio were both wrapped on him, and he drug both of those kids for another 4 or 5 yards after they got a hold of him.
Johnson out, Yeager in. That 1-2 punch is working good. Pixley under center. Archer and Yeager behind him split. Wapello moves a little bit. Now they give the snap to Yeager again, right up the gut, and he gets about 5 yards by Yeager to the 10, and the Rocket offensive line is firing off that ball.
Yeah, the offensive line is doing a great job up front. Man on man, just doing a good job blocking straight ahead.
Gain of 7 on the play, makes it 2nd and 3 for the Rockets. Hunter Johnson in, Yeager out. Archer the tailback with him, split behind Pigsley. There's the snap, give to Johnson, right up the gut again. He gets about 3 yardage, and inside to about the 5, and the Rockets get a first down. That's the 5th first down of the second half. The Rockets have done a beautiful job chewing up yardage here in this ball game tonight, homecoming 2013. Yeager in. Any guess? Coach Sands, I got my guess.
I don't know why you'd switch up now. You've been moving the ball straight ahead, getting down to the goal line. Keep with what got you here.
That means Neighbor Yeager's going to take it. They do give it to him. A left side. He's in the score. Touchdown!
Pretty easy for us to see the coach in front of up here in the booth when things are happening like that on the field. Offensive line is just manhandling Wapello's defense, and the Yeager and Hunter Johnson have just been running hard straight ahead, move the ball all the way from the 45. Good drive for the Rockets.
There was a penalty flag after that touchdown was called. We'll see what happens here. And the referees are talking a little bit about it. Let's see what happens here. You'd hate to have it against the Rockets. But it did come definitely after Yeager had crossed the goal line. All right, here comes the man in the white hat. Let's see if he's popular. Dead ball, personal foul against Wapello. Okay. So I would assume that that would go to the kickoff. All right. So a two-point try is coming up here. Hunter Johnson and Coach Corey Archer in the backfield split. Jensen over to the left side. There's the snap. They give to Hunter Johnson. He's pulling his way, and he is no good on the PAT. Two-point no good. And the Rockets will have the lead at 34-28.
Yeah,
here at the 6:13 mark. Sorry, Coach.
Buffalo had our page in the playbook that time. They had the front loaded up, and the defensive line did a nice job of filling up those holes and just stacking it up, and Hunter had nowhere to run.
My score sheet is looking kind of tough. We've had 9 different scores here in this ball game tonight. As back and forth we've gone, Wapello's been in the lead. Eddieville Blakesburg came back to take the lead. We were tied at 28. The Rockets just now are able to score to make it 34-28. And I hope that 2 points doesn't come back to bite us, because all Wapello's got to do is get a touchdown, and then they've had pretty good success with their 2 points. So this game is not over by any stretch of the imagination. 6:13 on the clock here at halftime, but the Rockets get to kick this one off at the Wapello 45-yard line after that unsportsmanlike personal foul call that was against them.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see what happens with this kickoff, being able to kick off this far into their territory.
All right. Yeah, let's see what the Riverboat Gambler does. Coach Keller, he might have something up his sleeve here as Louis Winkleman, the huddle breaks, and they spread the guys out across the way here on the 45. Louis takes a look, approaches, kicks it deep, end over end, and it's going to go into the end zone uncontested. Good job by Louis Winkleman to get his foot into that one. And Wapello will have to at the 20-yard line. Very good.
Yeah, that's probably the smart play there, kicking into the end zone for the touchback, put Wapello deep in their own territory, make them go a long ways. Hopefully our defense can stiffen up just like they did on the last drive when Wapello had the ball about the 40-yard line of the Rockets. They did a nice job of moving Wapello back and forth into the punt, which gave us a turnover and good field position.
Indeed, the defense came to play in that particular possession as they were able to moving back. Remember, that came on that short field after the lost fumble, and nothing that Wapello did was right. They actually pushed him back, and then they were able to get that muff punt and covered that up and score on that short field. Now Wapello with the ball, and they run it up the guts, and a nice job by the defense there to stop number 32 on the carry.
Adrian Lance.
And good job by Cody Brown. He was in there on that stop.
Looked like Archer coming in over there, too. Nice job. Looks like they stopped him right at the line of scrimmage.
Indeed. No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up for the Indians as they have 2 receivers to the right, 3 to the left. There's the snap. Hollinger looks left. Now he's going to tuck it up and run. Nice job by the defense to collapse on that particular play. And it's going to be 3rd down coming up for the Indians and a long 5 yards to go. So, once again, the defense has a chance here, Coach Sands, to get off the field. Once again, Rollinger goes almost all the way off the field, and then he comes back on, tells the kids what the play is. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Rollinger all by himself. He takes the snap, looks to his left, fires it really quick. And there's a guy over there that's caught out in the open. Good job by them. Brockway was wide open, and he gets the ball all the way to Rocket territory at about the 46-yard line.
Another broken coverage over there for the Rocket defense. He was all alone behind about three black jerseys. Nobody was over there with him. Luckily, he had to wait up a little bit. The ball was just a little bit underthrown. Otherwise, that had six written all over it if that was hitting him in stride.
That was a long third down and six, and they converted it into a huge gain. They're in Rocket territory now. There's the snap, and there is some motion, and the Rocket fans are kind of happy about that particular one. Apparently, they've been moving all night, but on that one, they must have gave it away too good.
Yeah, it was one of the big boys in the middle, number 74. Looked like he stood up and tried to move just a little bit too early. I don't know if he was pull to that far side and want to get a little head start or what, but one of those big guys moves in there, it's hard to miss.
Once you've got 205 pounds moving, you can't stop it on a dime. All right, that puts the ball back in Wapello territory at about the 48-yard line or so for Wapello here on first down. Rollinger takes the snap, looks to his right, fires it down the field, and it's caught, and he's on the loose yet at the 20, the 15, the 5, and Van Dorn is able to take him down inside the five, right over the seam. A nice pass indeed.
That was a pretty simple slant route. Looked like just right up the seam to the post. Rollinger threw a nice ball. I couldn't see the number who caught that, but he had to go up a little bit to get it. And had about three Rockets right there. Had a chance to bring him down, but he just ran right through their arm tackle.
I think it was Lance again. All right, here comes the Indians. Rollinger tries to run it up the gut, and he gets stopped short of the goal line. Second and goal coming up, and quite a turn of events. Rockets lead 34-28 at the four-minute mark, but if you get a two-point conversion here, it's going to be tough going. The Rockets will have the wind at their back, but the clock continues to run, 3:48, and the Indians are not in a hurry at all to get the playoff. Rollinger all the way to the sideline, sends two guys to the left, two guys to the right here on this play, actually three to the left. There's the snap, and the quarterback keeps it over on the left side. Rollinger takes it in for the score. Rollinger from the 1 yard line takes it in.
Looked like Hunter Johnson put a pretty good hit on Lance in the backfield, but unfortunately he didn't have the ball. Rollinger pulled it out and took it around the end. We had one guy there that had a chance to stop him short, but Rollinger ran through that tackle and was able to get across the goal line.
Well, here's your play of the game thus far, Coach. We've had a lot of them on defense, and now the two-point conversion is coming up. Let's see if the Rockets can hold them. The score is tied, 34-all, with the two-point conversion pending. Indians come up the line of scrimmage with three guys to the right side. Running back, and there's a whistle and a timeout. Wapello, that's their first timeout, and the coach over there didn't like what he saw. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help set up young adults with questions about student loans or budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, seefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. And Loeffler Dirt Works is here for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Loeffler Dirt Works is behind the Rocket for a win tonight. And Coach Sands, we need a stop here.
Yeah, this is... these two-point conversions, you got to bring up, play man-to-man tight. Can't give up that goal line on those quick slant passes. The middle linebacker is going to have to be tight. Throwing it all out right there in the line of scrimmage, stopping the run up the middle. This is a big play right here in the game.
No doubt about it. Rockets are back out on the field already. The Indians are taking their time. Now they break the huddle across the way. And this is a big moment in time. 3:26 on the clock. The score is tied, 34-all. Indians bring up three guys to the right side. One guy in the backfield with Rollinger. Now the man in motion, number four. Rollinger brings it over on the right side, looking, and now he throws it in the end zone, and it is intercepted. And the PAT is no good, and that was a huge play by Jensen.
That was just what we needed. That's a tough play as Rollinger rolls out to his right, trying to throw back across the middle of the field. And more often than not, that's what you see what happens. It ends up in the wrong hands. But the right hands for the Rockets.
That's the 10th scoring item that has occurred tonight. My goodness gracious. Scoring recap is going to take a long time to get this puppy figured out. As the Rockets now will get the ball with 3:26. I say they'll get the ball, but there's a very good possibility of onside kick or the Rockets not handling the kick as it is. The wind is starting to swirl, it seems like, here, and it's still as strong as ever, but it's more mostly out of the south. And so what's going to happen here, you got to have your good hands crew out there and get that ball on this wobbly kick. You know good and well they got it. I doubt very seriously if they kick it deep, but we'll see what happens. And, indeed, Coach Keller's got his good hands guy up. Most of the receiving squad is up close to the line. And he's got his hands people out there as well. All right, here comes the kick. He approaches. And it's end over end deep. And the Pigsley giving chase. He picks it up over on the far sideline. And down he goes. The ball is loose.
I'm not sure what that was. But it's pretty big to be a beanbag over there.
Yeah, he threw something. My gosh, it looked like a frisbee. But Rockets got it. Cody Brown was on the ground over there. I'm just assuming that he was the one that got that ball. Oh, my gosh, that would have been disaster. All right, Rockets have it at the 23-yard line. And nothing like a little excitement on homecoming there, Coach.
Yeah, the fans paid to see a good game, and they're getting one tonight.
And they get a little bit of a run by Hunter Johnson. He gains 10 yards on that first carry. I was just going to say they're getting their money's worth. They're getting a light show in the north end zone, actually on the road there. The emergency equipment is still out there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the house across the road is on fire, but Hunter Johnson was able to get a first down out of that, and the ball sits at the 35-yard line now. 3:13 on the clock as that begins to wind now. Maroff over here on the left side. Baxter split behind Pigsley. Takes the snap, gives it to Jaeger. He tries hard. He's still on his feet, and he's got a first down rumble practically to the 45-yard line. Back-to-back first down.
I'm going to say good job pushing up front, making those holes right away. They're going to mark Jaeger just a little bit short, but another good run. Running hard right up the middle.
Johnson in. Jaeger out. The clock is running at 2:43 here at Eddyville Blakesburg. Ike Ryan Field on homecoming. The score is tied 34 all. Pigsley under center. Back split. And there is movement. And I think the Rockets were a little eager to get going on that false start indeed. And I think Coach Keller called a hard count, but most of the Rockets took off.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what happened because I saw Andrew Larkin turn around to look like to confirm the snap count with Pigsley. Then about four of the Rockets took off, but the ball didn't go.
Archer coming over here on the left side, and he gets the first down yardage. Good job by Corey Archer as he is able to keep those legs turning. He gets that first down that was missing. Good job by the Rockets. As they're racking up the first downs now, that's 8 unofficial here in the second half.
I couldn't tell if that was 72 Justin Frank or 42 Sonia over here that made the initial hit, but it looked like he had a chance to stop Archer before he made the corner, but he took him head on and picked up another 5 yards.
2:02 left in the game. Ty Jaeger carries, and he got hit by the line of scrimmage, and no gain, if any, on that particular play. Second and long coming up. They give him about a half a yard on that. Okay. the pace of the Rockets needs to pick up just a skosh here, as they're not even past the midfield stripe here in this ball game. Bigsley under center. There's the snap. They give it to Craig Van Dorn trying the right side. He gets hit in the backfield, and he tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he is snowed under. So tough sledding on that play, and we got a whistle. Oh, there's a penalty flag over there. Let's see what they're going to call. And here comes the man in the white hat.
Now Craig got twisted a little bit. Maybe they got a face mask or something over there.
Face mask indeed, but it's only a five-yarder, but any yardage is a good yardage, as that is the third penalty against Wapello in the second half for 25 yards. Jaeger in.
Can't tell, they got the down marker at two over there, but now they switched the scoreboard back to two.
Okay. Second down and about five for the Rockets here from the midfield stripe. There's the snap. Paisley looking to throw. He pumps once. He's under pressure, and he's sacked for a loss of about two as the clock will continue to run at the 101 mark, and now they stop it, and Coach Keller calls his, I think that's his first time out of the second half, if I'm not mistaken. Can you recall?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Like Justin Frank again that time. Putting the pressure on from the backside, was able to chase down Pigsley. Pigsley just couldn't make up his mind what he wanted to do over there and just took way too long.
He couldn't quite pull the trigger, and now he'll be third down and about eight for the Rockets as it sits on the Rockets 48-yard line, let's make it. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Alvia. They are proud to support the Eddyville-Blacksburg-Fremont Rockets. And don't forget about Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And tell them Pat Powers and Jeff Sands sent you. All right, Rockets with a big third down coming up. One man in the backfield. That's Johnson. They give it to Archer. No, he rolls. Pigsley rolls. Now he tries to tuck it under, tries to make a play, and he's going to be well short of the first down, and he barely got back to the original line of scrimmage. Now it's fourth. Fourth down indeed, and the Rockets need to have a big play here. 38 seconds left, and I wonder if got a wholesale changes here. Louis Winkleman going back into punt formation. So they're going to go ahead and get in punt formation, and Hunter Johnson comes in late, set him up on the line. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. A high, towering kick that moves him back to the – and the ball is loose! The ball is loose! It's free! Glosser is the closest one there. He picks it up, and he scores. Glosser scores. Touchdown, Rockets! Right. It was close to the end of the game. Glosser picked up that loose ball, and he took it into the end zone. How can you believe that on homecoming night? That ball was a high spiral that kept swirling and swirling in the wind. The Wapello kid was camped under it. It hit off of his shoulder pad and was free. Jaron Glosser was the first one there. He was able to pounce on it and take it into the zone.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much time was left on the clock, but they didn't get it shut off. I know Kurt Johnson was up there in the box yelling at him to get the clock stopped, and they didn't get it off in time. I would guess there are at least 5 or 6 seconds left on the clock.
Well, the ball's sitting at the 5-yard line, so maybe he didn't get into the end zone.
Well, I thought so.
Can you advance on a fumble, on a punt?
I'm not sure.
Sure you can. is not over.
They got 7 seconds on the clock, but they still got 40 to 34 on the scoreboard. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Okay, so this is the two-point try. That's what we got going on here. 40 to 34. Pigsley takes it right up the gut, and he's still fighting for it, and he gets in. Two-point conversion is good by Pigsley, and the Rockets lead 42 to 34.
That's the biggest two-point conversion we made all night.
I'll agree, Coach Sam. Holy moly, what a ball game. And that was number 11, a number 11 scoring drive. And it was a scoring opportunity. It wasn't even a drive, but holy cow, we've seen some things this year that have been absolutely phenomenal. The back-to-back kickoff returns, Iowa City, Regina with the kickoff, and then Corey Archer bringing it back the other way for a touchdown. And then this, the muff punt, Wapolo has played so well tonight, and they bounced that ball off of his shoulder pad, and the ball was loose. Glosser was able to hustle after that sucker and jump on it and take it into the end zone. And then the two-point conversion, Dylan Pigsley bowled over to make it a 8-point margin, 42 to 34 with 7 seconds left in the ball game here tonight at homecoming. And the crowd has been entertained this evening tonight.
I tell you what, as many breaks as we've seen go the other way for us, this is a big break for the Rockets to go our way. You hate to see that happen to Wapolo. Like you said, this has been a hard-fought game. They've played well on both sides of the football. You hate to see that game end like that. Hopefully the game's going to end like that.
Yeah, let's see what Louis Winkleman does. Be careful on this kickoff. Okay, here we go. He approaches, and it's a squiver on the ground. It's picked up. Now it's loose, and Wapolo is going to be snowed down and snowed under at the 32-yard line, and that's going to do it for the ball game. Wait a minute.
They didn't stop the clock again. They were like over 2 seconds left.
They're going to stop the clock. Yep, 2 seconds indeed. As I think we got some home cooking on the scoreboard operator action. We'll have to talk to Coach Stout about that to see how his thumb's doing. As the Rockets should have this in the bag, 42 to 34 with 2 seconds left here in regulation. And
we got to do a good job of tackling here now. You got to make sure that you wrap them up when you hit them. Don't let anybody behind it. We've done.
Okay, we got a timeout. Coach Keller is calling timeout here. He's going to prolong the agony just a skosh as homecoming has just been phenomenal. Lunchroom game, Pie and Lifesavers. Noah Strasser in first place, Lane Morrison second, Corey Hotchkiss fourth, Nolan Stetter fourth, 5A lunch, Dakota Boyer, Faith Berryman, Randy Richmond and Talon Rowe took their shot at 5A. Now 5B, Taylor Evans first, Ethan Jensen second, Jacob Hargrave in third, and Jason Brazel in fourth. At the 5C, Dylan Pigsley and Darren Glosser tied, Jillian Miller in third, and Hagen Boyer in fourth. The Powder Puff game, the seniors dominated the juniors by a score of 20 to 12. Tuesday, Hillbilly Day. Best dressed seventh grader was Lex Judy. Dakota Boyer in the eighth grade, Peyton Heinick, the freshman, Peyton Sharp, the sophomore, Gage Dela Cruz, the senior, and Emma Bell, the senior, and the overall winner was Gage Dela Cruz. Color theme day went like this. Shelby Seddon was first in seventh grade. Lane Morrison in eighth grade, Brianna Versteg, Peyton Sharp, Jackson Boyles, Caitlin Bender, and Michelle Seddon on the staff. The overall winner was Peyton Sharp. As Wapolo comes up to the line of scrimmage for their last play, and there's a timeout for Wapolo, and they're going to take a peek at the situation. Nothing wrong with that. That's their second timeout of the game. And Gage Dela Cruz is that overall winner. The overall winner on color day was Peyton Char. Thursday was weather disaster day. Emma Baumgartner was first in the seventh grade, Catherine Gutch in eighth, Brianna Versteg in ninth, Mary McKee in 10th grade, Taylor Osterlo, and Zach Harris in 12th grade. And the staff winner was Pat Powers right there. Connor Whitmore. In fourth, 5B went Rosanna Miller, Adam Proctor, Jason Brazel, Jacob Hargrove. In 5C, Jackson Boyles, Connor Glosser, Chance Wursta, Cherry Joe Lane. Parade floats went like this. Juniors was with the first place float. Sophomores with the second place, a tie with the freshmen and the seniors. Human Dominoes, the seniors.
Out the teachers.
That's right. Seniors beat the teachers by a very slim margin. Then the Human Pyramid, the seventh graders came out of nowhere to take the win. All right, here comes Wapello with their final play. There's a pass. They throw it quick, and they fake a couple of times, and the Rockets are going to ride him out of bounds. Good job by the Rockets by Cody Brown, and that'll do it for the ball game tonight. The Rockets win a spirited contest 42-34, and they keep their playoff hopes alive. This will move their record to 2 wins and 2 losses. In District 6 competition, they moved to 4 wins and 2 losses overall, and Coach Keller's got to be pleased with that.
Okay, speaking of playoff hopes, another District 6 score of interest, Sigourney and West Branch tied at 34 in overtime.
That is going to be interesting to watch indeed. West Branch and Sigourney tied 34, and we were tied very late in the game at 34 as well until Lightning struck in a fantastic fashion as members of the 2002 squad were here to celebrate homecoming 2013. We will go through it in the scoring update, but my gosh, there goes the boys to ring the victory bell, and they're going to be ringing that puppy for a long time. Jevin Jensen is the first one there. They're ringing that puppy for all it's worth. Good job by the Rockets as they ring the victory bell on homecoming.